You're a little older and a lot wiser. The future is yours. Define aging on your own terms. Welcome to AARP Without Limits with your host, Mike Olander.
Hello and welcome. This is AARP Without Limits. WPTF Talk Radio, we are disrupting aging with the power of 50,000 watts. And our podcast, available anytime on demand at WPTF.com or through our Facebook, AARP North Carolina. I'm your host, Mike Olander of AARP North Carolina, and we've got a great program yet again for you today, folks. This one's a little extra special, though. The election's coming up, and we're seeing lots of polls. But what do older voters here in North Carolina think? Well, AARP recently conducted a poll to find out, and joining us today are pollsters Bob Ward and Jeff List, who will walk us through it. But before we get to that, ladies and gentlemen, as always, I'm joined here in the studio with my partner in crime, co-conspirator, what else? Esteemed production engineer, Mr. Jason Kong. Jason, how are you today, sir?
Mike, doing great. How about yourself?
Not doing too bad. Trying to keep dry. And just so our listening audience knows, this is a pre-recorded show. At the time we're recording this, Hurricane Helene is bearing down on Florida, with expected to make some sort of impact on North Carolina. So hopefully that all goes well as folks are listening to this. I have to say, Jason, all that aside, even before the storm, been having a lot of dismal weather and a lot of unpredictable bad weather here in the state, haven't we?
It's been a pretty, I don't know, dreary September, I'd say. It hasn't been fun to be outside.
It has. And last week, of course, big news here in the Tar Heel State, not really anywhere else. Weather forecasters one day said, yeah, it's going to rain today. Could be heavy at times. Well, heavy at times, how about 28 inches of rain, Jason, in Carolina Beach in a 24-hour period, right? Absolutely insane. I had the chance, actually, to be down in Wilmington a couple of days after the event, 3 days after that happened. Have to say, hats off to the folks down there. Never knew anything happened there. But it is a reminder, 'tis the season, folks. Of course, this is the hurricane season, North Carolina. We don't always have the advance warning that we get with these major storm systems that get names like Helene. And in this case, people didn't know. I mean, they literally were like, could be rain, could be heavy at times, and let alone a literally 1,000-year event hitting the shore of North Carolina with little notice. And it's just a reminder to folks out there, now is the time to always be aware of what are the safety protocols during an emergency. You know, where are the evacuation routes? Where do you go for good information should something happen with no notice? You know, because it's easy, you know, you got a week in advance, you're hearing all this stuff. It's all over the media, any channel you turn on. It's all over social media. But when you don't have advance warning, that is really when it can be very, very dangerous. So season for that. Obviously, this is also a very busy season with the election going on. Fall, I think. Jason, I know you're generally a busy guy, but I imagine things are a little bit more busy for you down here at the studio right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's. I mean, with all the political ads that, of course, everyone's hearing and seeing right now, yes, it is quite a busy time.
Yeah. So I'm probably too busy for you to notice me pulling into the parking lot this morning. Is that safe to say?
You know, I wasn't waiting at the window with bated breath to see you pull up. So, no, I did not see your arrival today.
Well, let me cut the suspense right there, Jason. I did not pull up in a Ram 1500 today. Unfortunately, the air suspension saga continues. 10 weeks now my truck has been at the dealership. Fortunately, I'm cruising around in a loaner. That does get me double the gas mileage I get into my truck. But 10 weeks, I'm hoping. This has got to be a record. That's what I'm going to say to to them when I finally get it. Anyway, 'tis the season for patience, I have to say. That's what I'm trying to keep in mind here, Jason. But anyway, this is, of course, a very, very big, important election season that we're in right now. Jason, AARP always does nonpartisan voter engagement work. We listen to voters who are 50 plus, and we talk to candidates and to incumbents about what are the issues and concerns of older voters, not only here in our state, but across the nation. I always like to say that AARP doesn't choose who gets elected to office. The American people do. But our job is to make sure that the candidates know what is on their mind. And we do that through a lot of different means, including through polling. And to get the most accurate and fair snapshot about what older voters are thinking, AARP has been working with two leading polling firms, one Democratic, one Republican, to conduct our polls. Impact Research is a Democratic pollster who's worked with major, major campaigns, including Biden 2020. And Fabrizio Ward is a Republican firm, actually works with the Trump administration, or Trump campaign, excuse me. And we work with them to get, again, the most fair and accurate snapshot we can of what voters 50 plus are thinking. And joining us now to talk about the latest poll recently conducted right here in North Carolina is Bob Ward of Fabrizio Ward and Jeff List of Impact Research. Gentlemen, thank you so much for being with us today. Bob, let's start with you. There are many polls out there, and we're all hearing about them, but we don't hear enough about how older voters are feeling and what they care about the most. So if you could just begin, though, let's start out with some basics about this poll, who you reached out to here in North Carolina and when, and what are some of the major takeaways about what older voters are saying about the candidates and the issues?
Well, thanks for having me. Yes, the survey, we reached out to voters in North Carolina. We went in the field the day after the last presidential debate between Donald Trump and Kamala Harris. So we were in the field September 11th through the 17th. And we look at a number of groups. So we have a 600 sample survey of likely voters, all likely voters in North Carolina, young and old. And that allows us to get a picture of what's happening politically in North Carolina. But then we also have a larger sample of 800 likely voters, 50 plus. So we can drill down and figure out what it is about older voters, what's making them go to the polls, choose candidates, issues that are important to them. And then we also did a sampling of 400 likely voters, black likely voters who are age 50 plus, because they make up a significant part of the electorate in North Carolina. And as we've learned in looking through the polls here, you know, race is a definite lens that, you know, sort of disaggregates what's happening politically in the state. What we found is a very competitive situation in North Carolina in a number of races, and in some races not so competitive. So in the presidential race, which I think everyone's very interested in, overall, you have Donald Trump leading Kamala Harris by a couple points. When we look at the older voters, and this will be the case throughout each of the races I talk about here, they do tend to be more Republican. So older voters, 50 plus, Trump is leading them by 9 points in North Carolina. And if you, as I mentioned, you have to sort of sometimes look through a racial lens, because among older voters, there's a big disparity. You know, among black voters, 50 plus, Harris is leading by like 88 points, very far ahead. But of the much larger white voters, 50 plus, Trump is ahead by 36 points. So there's a lot of different things going on in the presidential race among older voters. And of course, we tested the governor's race, and honestly, it's not very competitive. Democratic Attorney General Josh Stein is ahead of Lieutenant Governor by 10 points. And among older voters, his lead is smaller at 3 points. But that is not as competitive a race. We tested the Attorney General campaign, and we have Democratic Congressman Jeff Jackson up by 4 points over Republican Congressman Dan Bishop. And then when we look at older voters, Bishop is actually ahead by 5 points among older voters. And then I think the last thing we test was the, you know, how people are thinking about voting for Congress. And here the state is nearly evenly divided, whether you want to send a Republican or Democrat to Congress. Overall, the Republicans have a narrow 1 point advantage statewide on that question. But among older voters, it expands to a 9 point lead.
Wow, great information there. Thanks so much there. Jeff List, thanks for being with us as well. Voter enthusiasm and motivation are important measures to look at. What's this poll saying about that, particularly among older voters here in North Carolina?
Yes, thanks for having me. So I think it's first important to note that older voters, 50 plus, have been a majority of the electorate in North Carolina in past elections, whether or not you're talking about a presidential like 2020 or off year like 2022. And older voters are telling us again that they are more motivated to turn out than younger voters. So 78% of voters under 50 say that they are extremely motivated to vote, but 91% of voters over age 50 say that they're extremely motivated to vote. So it's 13 points higher in voters over 50. And every age group, as you get older, gets a little bit more motivated to vote. So right now, the least motivated to vote group is voters 18 to 34, where only 67% are extremely motivated to vote. And the most motivated group to show up and vote is voters 65 plus, and those seniors, 93% of them, are telling us that they're extremely motivated to vote. You see very high motivation across the state from Republicans and Democrats. So that's something that maybe looks a little bit different than it did earlier in the year before there was a change at the top of the ticket for Democrats. You know, we haven't been in the field in North Carolina before, but in most of the other states we were looking at, there was a big gap between Democrats and Republicans. And that's not something that we're seeing in North Carolina. And another thing that we're seeing in North Carolina is that you've got about equal levels of motivation between older white voters and older black voters. So 91% of white voters over age 50 are telling us they're extremely motivated to vote. 92% of black voters over 50 are telling us they're extremely motivated to vote. And again, you know, this higher motivation among older voters is why it's so important for candidates to pay attention to the issues that matter to older voters.
Fascinating snapshot for sure. Let's dig into some more details after this commercial break. We've been speaking with Bob Ward and Jeff List, two pollsters who recently conducted an AARP poll here in North Carolina. This is AARP Without Limits. We'll be right back. And we are back. This is AARP Without Limits. Just a reminder, folks, that we always love to hear from you. If you have a question, a comment, a suggestion, a recommendation for a future guest or topic, please send us an email, aarpwithoutlimits@aarp.org. We've been speaking today with two distinguished pollsters, Bob Ward, Fabrizio Ward, a Republican pollster, and Jeff List of Impact Research, a Democratic pollster who recently conducted an AARP poll of likely voters, about 1,300 likely voters here in North Carolina, not only about the horse race and voter enthusiasm, which we just talked about, but also about things like issues and what issues are most important to them. Bob, what does this poll tell us about what issues are most important to older voters and what kinds of issues are resonating the most with older Republicans and Democrats here in North Carolina?
Yeah, so the issue landscape among older voters, I would say, is really favoring Republicans right now, which is surprising given how competitive some of these races are. So the top issues among older voters in North Carolina are immigration and border security, but also economic issues like jobs and inflation. And among each of these top three issues, Trump has a commanding lead. But next on the list of issues are issues that are prioritized by older Democrats, such as threats to democracy, Social Security, and abortion and reproductive rights. And among voters picking any one of those issues as their top issue, Harris has a commanding lead. But just because an issue isn't rated as like number one doesn't mean it's not important. So we ask older voters how important Social Security is in determining their vote. 84% of older voters in North Carolina tell us it's either very or extremely important. And of that large group of older voters, Trump's actually ahead by 6 points. So the issue of Social Security, very competitive, very important to older voters.
Well, Bob, you've worked with Impact Research, or should I say AARP has worked with Impact Research and Fabrizio Ward on polls in other states in recent months. So I know you've got the benefit of being able to make some comparisons here. What are some things that you're seeing in this poll here in North Carolina that you haven't quite seen to the same degree in other states?
Yeah, so I mentioned Social Security, and that's actually one of the issues that is higher in top prioritization in North Carolina than we have seen in other places. In fact, it's a higher priority among older voters than abortion and reproductive issues. And that's not been the case in other battleground states. And honestly, it's being driven largely by older black voters. It's their number one issue. And so that really stands out. I think the other thing we see in North Carolina is a really big education gap. So education gap is not in itself unusual, but in North Carolina, it's about the largest we've seen in any state. About, you know, if you look at the 60% of the voters without a college degree, Trump leads by 19 points. And among the 40% of voters who have a college degree or more, Harris leads by 26 points. That's a net gap of 45 points. So by comparison, the gender gap's only 18 points. And so other than race, education is perhaps the most politically predictive demographic today. And nowhere is that more true than North Carolina.
Jeff, caregiving is a big issue for families in America, even though it may not rank at the top of the polls. In this poll, you asked about caregiving. What did voters have to say about it?
That's another really interesting issue because you've got 28% of North Carolina voters 50 plus who are currently caring for an older or ill adult, someone with a disability. It's even higher among Black voters over 50. It's 38%. That are currently family caregivers. And this is a major time commitment. You know, for half of these family caregivers, it's at least 10 hours a week. And for a third of them, it's more than 20 hours a week. And this is another one of those issues that, that Bob mentioned where it might not show up on the most important issue list, but when you ask how important policies to help seniors live independently at home as they age are, 73% of voters over 50 are going to tell you that those policies are important. And that's even higher than the percentage that say that the cost of prescription drugs is important to them. So I think that the issue of family caregiving represents an opportunity for campaigns on both sides, because right now those family caregivers, they're voting Republican in the federal races, president and Congress, by 8 points, but they're voting for Josh Stein by 8 points. They're voting Democratic in the attorney general's race by 1 point. So there are a lot of ticket splitters. There's a lot of ticket splitting going on among those family caregivers. And it really represents an opportunity, again, for campaigns on both sides, because you know, you've got almost 80% of North Carolina voters over 50 who are more likely to support a candidate who's going to provide support for family caregivers.
And I have to say, all this is so fascinating because our state is one of those states that has that sort of split situation, political situation, right, where we tend to always, almost always, vote for Republicans for president, but Democrats for governor. And these dynamics and the issues are very fascinating to dig into, for sure. Jeff, another question for you. This poll asked questions about some specific policies that AARP supports, including Medicare having the ability to negotiate drug prices and the creation of a new retirement savings plan for North Carolina for workers who currently don't have a plan provided by their employer. What did voters have to say about that?
Well, those are a couple of really interesting issues because Medicare drug price negotiation has been an issue that's been polarized by party in Washington, D.C., but it's not polarized by party in North Carolina. 81% of North Carolina voters over 50 want Medicare to be negotiating for prescription drug prices. And that's true whether or not you're Democrat, Republican, or an independent. And then that retirement savings program that that we tested, creating a retirement savings program for North Carolina workers who don't have access to one through their employer, that's another issue that's not a partisan issue for older voters in North Carolina. 78% support that overall, and it's more than 70% whether or not you're talking about Republicans, Democrats, or independents.
This is all great information for us to be sharing with our listeners because, you know, one of the things that AARP always tries to say in, you know, as a compelling manner as possible is that these issues facing people, it doesn't matter whether you're red or you're blue or you're independent, whether you're, you know, when it comes to caregiving, saving for retirement, having the lowest possible prices for prescription drugs that you need. They're universal issues, universal concerns, and especially during times like this where folks are finding it more and more challenging to afford their needs. Another question, and this I'd like to pose to both of you while we've got a couple of minutes here left. Having conducted polls in other states recently, what are some of the trends that you're seeing among older voters, you know, again, throughout the states that candidates really should be paying close attention to? Bob, let's start with you.
Yeah, I would say we're seeing, depending on the state, but in general, A good number of swing voters, those people who are not voting straight party tickets, and among those older voters who are moving around, whether they're undecided on one race or voting Democrat on one, Republican on another, the theme that we've seen in North Carolina and across the country is that economic issues are really at the top. So there's more cultural issues like immigration on the right and abortion, reproductive rights, threats to democracy on the left. Those issues become less prioritized among swing voters, and economic issues are really important. And so if you're going to talk to older voters where they are, and they're very worried about their personal financial situation, focusing on economic issues is a big deal.
Well, that's great. And I'm glad you mentioned, I know we're talking about trends across the state, but the North Carolina poll, it says about 28% folks are swing voters, 50 plus.
Right.
And about roughly half of them are still considering themselves to be undecided, which is fascinating considering all that's going on and the level of concern that folks have for these economic issues. Jeff, same question to you. What trends are you seeing across the states that candidates really should be paying attention to?
Well, the one that's been most interesting to me has been that Social Security is a competitive issue, that there usually isn't an inherent partisan advantage for one side or the other on Social Security. In North Carolina, the voters over 50 who say that Social Security is extremely or very important to them, they are within 6 points on the presidential ballot. And so the issues that are most important to older voters are also issues that are really competitive between the parties and, again, represent opportunities for both sides to communicate in a compelling way.
I have to say that nugget about Social Security is something that has always mystified people when we talk like, wait a minute, that's not the big sexy issue the media is talking about. Every poll pretty much AARP is conducted in who knows how many years, Social Security is always ranking up there as a top concern. And I see this round of polls, including our North Carolina poll here, is certainly no exception to that. Gentlemen, thank you so much for walking through this poll. And for those who are interested, you can go to AARP.org and see the poll posted right there. Of course, AARP.org/North Carolina, where you can find even more information, not only about this poll, but all the other great work that our staff and volunteers are doing throughout the Tar Heel State. So we are out of time. Thank you to Bob Ward and Jeff List for being with us to walk through this poll. Thank you to Jason Kong for production. Thank you for listening. This has been AARP Without Limits. I'm Michael Onder with AARP North Carolina. We'll see you next time.